morning, Mary Jo.
But it's a good morning, Daniel.
What a game.
Instant classic.
Absolutely. Little did we know on this show yesterday as we were talking about it that it would become one of the all-timers in the North Carolina and Kentucky series.
I mean, we were talking yesterday about great moments from this series that we remember. And chalk this one up, Malik Monk's performance of 47 points and specifically the final 6 points that he had were just, I mean, it was it was something incredible to watch, because there have been performances, Jody Meeks, 54 points and stuff like that. But this is in Las Vegas against number 7 North Carolina. I mean, this is in a game.
Yes.
And it felt like a Final Four type game watching it last night.
It did. It felt like so much was riding on this game.
And he just had, he had himself a night, man.
He said they run a play for him at the beginning of every game. It's called 10. When he said that, Fox was like, hey, don't tell him that, man. You don't have to tell him the name of the play. Okay. So when Cal calls out 10, everybody doesn't know what we're going to do. I mean, then now you've given it to everyone. They'll probably change the name to 11 now. But
well, I think the other teams will probably not be surprised when our first play is for Malik Monk.
Right.
So Louisville's already got the game plan for Wednesday night. They're giving the ball to Malik Monk.
Well, if they don't have it, you know, they know someone that can help them get plays from the opponent. They're just good at that, too. No, Malik said he made that first shot, and he makes the first shot, then he knows it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, he knows the rest of them are going into.
Right.
I loved when he said that. But just spectacular. I kept wanting him to almost stop shooting it, because I was just like, they weren't all good shots.
Well, I think he took maybe two that I said,
yes.
Maybe not.
Yes.
But then, like, when he tried to lob it to Wynyan Gabriel, I'm like, why did you do that? Why are you throwing it to Gabriel? How many points did he have? He
I know, but
like
he
once.
Was wide open. It
he
was.
And he fumbled it away.
How do you not throw it to him? or anyone who's there wide open on a break? That play haunted me. But, I mean, it was watching two great players, because, honestly, Justin Jackson for North Carolina, he was unguardable, too.
Yeah.
They could not stop him. He had a fantastic game.
This game was four players. It was Joel Berry and Justin Jackson, De'Aaron Fox, and Malik Monk.
Yes.
Those four guys were the ball game.
I mean, when your point guard has 24 and 11, is that what De'Aaron Fox had?
And 10. Yeah, 24 and 10.
And ain't nobody talking about you?
Yeah. I mean, Fox and Monk combined for 71 points. It's the most the UK duo has scored since Dan Issel and Mike Pratt in 1970.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking 46 years. Nobody's done what those two did. Yeah, they were amazing. They were absolutely amazing. Most points by a Wildcat versus North Carolina. Most points by a Wildcat versus an AP top 10 ranked team. Most points by a Wildcat under John Calipari. The most points since Jody Meek scored 54 at Tennessee. Ties Dan Issel for the sixth most in program history in a single game. Monk joins Issel, Meeks, Bob Burrow, and Cliff Hagan. So he's in a company of five as the only Wildcats to ever score at least 47 in a game. Most points by a UK freshman, obviously.
Obviously.
And ties for most three-pointers by a UK freshman with eight. He went 18 of 28 and 8 of 12.
8 of 12 from three. Whew.
He was fire. And yesterday, we sat here and talked about them chasing records. And I said, well, Monk has got 30 threes through 10 games. But, you know, Jody Meeks put up 17 threes in the next two games. And those were against Appalachian State and Tennessee State. These are against North Carolina and Louisville. Monk probably not going to break Meeks' record. And then he goes out and drops eight threes on
him. I know. 3-1-13-13 is the number to call in if you want to talk about this performance yesterday. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat. The arena, the capacity is, 18,000? There was 19,000 some in there. All UK fans, I mean,
yeah.
Big Blue Nation showed up in Las Vegas. I mean, it was incredible. What an incredible scene.
They like going on the trips, Calipari says. But he said afterward, he goes, maybe this Vegas thing, you know, becomes one of our things that we do, but I'm not going to Hawaii. Just so you know, right now, I'm not going to Hawaii. Great place to vacation. I love it, but I'm not taking a team there. Nothing against Hawaii. So just get that out of your head. The next coach, first trip you want to book, Hawaii. Great, but not me. He just laid it down as if, you know, he's being petitioned every year to go to Hawaii.
The most interesting thing I felt like Cal said after the game, and it was the topic of conversation amongst my little group at our Christmas party yesterday at my house, which I brought in some cheese, cream cheese, Danish type things that are
delicious,
but so a little sticky.
My teeth are hurting.
But was when he said, when I went into the locker room, I made two players stand up and hug Malik and say thank you for bailing me out.
Yeah, actually, our producer Sean has that clip right there.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Let's go to it.
Well, it's not just that he had a bunch of baskets. He made, like, daggers that gave us a chance. I made two players in our locker room stand up and come up and hug him because he saved them. And I made him hug him because he saved them. Now, I hope there's a point where he's got to go hug one of them for something he's done that they covered his back. But, first of all, North Carolina is unbelievable. That was if you watch that game, if you never liked basketball, you're going to start liking basketball. Like, wow, if that's what it is, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fantastic game, but those guys have to be Wenyen Gabriel.
And Isaac Humphries, I think, because Calipari.
Isaac Humphries or Isaiah Briscoe?
No, I think Humphries.
You think Humphries?
Yeah. Because Calipari was visibly incensed with Isaac Humphries on a couple of occasions for not rebounding. And when it gets to these bigger games, these high-stakes games, when it's not Hofstra, I think Calipari goes up a notch. Like, Mike Mulder did not see the floor. Michael Mulder did not see a minute.
Dominique Hawkins played 9 minutes.
Yeah, not much. Isaac was in there out of necessity. And, you know, if you fumble around and you don't get a ball against Hofstra, you know, Calipari's not happy about it. You do it against North Carolina, he's almost onto the court about to choke you. And so, Humphries just, he was around some balls, didn't get to, or he fumbled some balls away. He didn't give him what he needed, and I think Calipari was saying, yeah. And then Wenyen Gabriel, my gosh, it was, he had an open door policy on defense. Come right in.
Yeah.
Go right through.
And I'll be honest, like, preseason, all, you know, all we kept hearing and thinking, and, you know, I feel like with good reason, was just this physical presence that Bam was going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, just how physically strong and gifted he was for a freshman. And I don't feel like that has shown itself just yet. In spurts, yes.
Mm, in places.
But not consistently. And while Kentucky, I'm convinced, has the best backcourt in America.
Yeah.
Their front court is lacking depth, certainly.
Yeah.
And experience, but also I just think a physical presence.
Isaac is serviceable, but, you know, defensively, he's, you know, a liability there. But so is Wenyen. And Bam, I mean, I think Bam is still just, I mean, he's just still growing. But, he played okay yesterday. He wasn't a liability defensively. He had some good, great moves offensively, a few of them. And he made some big baskets. He did. He ran the floor well.
That dunk that I thought he missed that then dropped back in.
Yeah.
That ended up being huge because North Carolina, a minute before that, had totally blown a dunk. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. I mean, it blew a dunk like right there. It was.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a breakaway or something like that. He was went up and just.
With no defensive player on him.
Yeah. I don't know why Winion plays more than Derek Willis. I just don't know why. I think Derek Willis
gives you more offensively. Defensively, they both may be liabilities at times, but certainly Derek has more experience. I think at this point, like, he can be a better rebounder. Mm-hmm. But offensively, Derek has much more in his arsenal than Winion right now. And maybe Cal feels like, we got enough offense. And it's kind of hard to argue because they're averaging 90-some points a game. Yeah. So offensively, they're scoring the basket. Or scoring the ball. But I agree with you that Derek, I would like to see him play a little bit more.
I think there's this thing with Calipari going all the way back to his first year is the upside he sees in players. The ones with the highest ceilings are the ones he plays more because he's waiting for it to come out. He knows it's in there. He knows the potential. He wants to see it. Well, Derek Willis is a senior. So,
but I do think the potential's there. Like, I do think Willis has the ability to play in the NBA.
I do too. He's been able to drive baseline and go by guys and get to the rim that way. He's done that. It's just a rebound goes by and he doesn't get it. It's like, you're out. Get out of here.
Yep.
Get him out. One blow by, you know, gets beat by his man once and it's, get him out of here. Get him out. I mean, you watch. You can see it happen every time. You see Derek Willis or get beat, and then you're just looking for it. And there it is. It's Calipari walking down the bench, raising his finger up like, yep, you're in. Send somebody to the scorer's table. He doesn't do that with anyone else. But Derek Willis has the shortest leash of maybe anyone on that team.
Can I just say, when you say, get him out, that is exactly how the video of Alan Cutler chasing Billy Gillespie ends.
Get him out.
And he goes, get him out.
Yep.
He's on his fake cell phone call. He walks into his office. Get him out.
Yeah.
Good grief.
I love it.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming up in 15 minutes, we have Eric Crawford from WDRB going to join us. Take your calls at 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA, for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
You can trust your car to Fleet Doc.
Most families and businesses have a fleet of vehicles, and everyone needs a vehicle doctor they can trust. At Fleet Doc, we are a trusted vehicle doctor. From oil changes to complete engine replacements, Fleet Doc does it all, and at fleet prices. See them for all your service needs, and tire inspections are always free on Contract Street near Greens Toyota or at fleet-doc.com.
Fleet Doc's got the code
you're
calling.
Here's what another satisfied customer, and from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at barkleyblevins.com.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
It's the season for savings at Aurora. Stop in today and shop our huge selection of hot tubs starting at just $29.95 from leading brands, and authentic finished saunas starting at $19.95. Or save thousands off endless pools and swim spas. And we're not done. As a thank you for a great year, we're giving away a brand new Nordic sports spa. Stop in today and register to win now through December 21st, and you could have it by Christmas. It's the season of savings and giving now at Aurora Pools and Spas. Call us at 299-2932.
He's the founding member, the voice, and the songwriter of the legendary Moody Blues. The volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series and Hybrid Springwater present Justin Hayward in concert.
Nights in white satin.
Justin Hayward in concert, Lexington Opera House, Tuesday, February 14th. For tickets, 233-3535, presented by Hybrid Springwater and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Fox with a rebound, and he's bringing it. Monk, go! Look at this.
How about this? Onions, Brad! Big time delivery. And look at that smile. He's got a lot of other people smiling. It's a Commonwealth.
7 points.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Like Malik Monk is waking up and this is his song. Yeah. Like it's playing. He doesn't even know where it's coming from.
It's just following him around.
He just rolls out of bed. He's like, whoa, yeah, it is a good day. The lyric, though, in this song, I'd have a beef with this song. With Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. Well, that's a bad day, right? Like, the good day is that you have the sausage.
Or the bacon.
Yeah. The breakfast with no sausage or bacon is like, man, this day is off to a rotten start.
I think Ice Cube may be a Muslim.
I guess. I mean, what else would you do there? It's country ham? Well, that's hog too. I mean, fried chicken? Catfish? Maybe he had
country
fried catfish.
Country fried steak. Steak and eggs. That's a good
steak
breakfast.
Steak and eggs, yeah. That's a good one. It is.
But yeah, that is the soundtrack of Malik Monk's life today.
Onions!
That's what Onions was created for.
Yes,
was that shot. Yes. And the shot before that. Because when Kentucky gets down three,
yeah,
at that
thinking,
point,
oh,
because
man.
All the momentum had then gone to North Carolina, there was, a minute and a half to go?
Yeah, minute 15, I think.
And he comes and ties it up.
Yeah, it wasn't just the 47 points. It was the two shots at the end and how clutch they were. And then when they needed a basket, gosh, last 4 minutes, he hit a three. He shot that little thing in the lane over two guys out in front of him. Then he hits those two threes. Because when they go down 98-95 and .115 left, you're like, all right, this is what's going through my head is what Calipari said about the UCLA game. That down the stretch, if we didn't score it quickly, then we had to find a way to create a shot for ourselves. And instead of doing that and sharing the ball and finding the best shot, we played one-on-one basketball. And so I'm thinking, all right, crunch time, .115 left, down three. This is where you got to be able to execute in the half court. And this is one thing they've not been able to do. Trouble. And then he just comes down and, onions! And then again he did it.
I know. It was truly, truly incredible. What a performance. Now, they don't shorten the game at all. And I do think they probably at some point will need to work on that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. they don't run the shot clock down in situations where the other team may have some momentum. And I just feel like they have one speed to play at.
Yeah.
So if you get caught in that half court game, you know, I don't feel like they adjust to that well. And I will say, I felt like the officiating crew tried every which way to give North Carolina a last shot to tie that game. I mean, the dude traveled, number one.
Absolutely.
On the first play, and didn't call timeout right away at all. And then they put extra time back on the clock. And then they put extra time back on the clock when De'Aaron Fox pretty much intercepts that pass.
Most of the time, what happened with De'Aaron Fox, the game is
the
over.
Game's
they
over.
Let the horn sound, and they're like, okay, it's over. No. They found a way. Well, let's give them one more chance.
Yeah.
One more try. No, Kentucky is averaging 95 points a game. There's only been like two Kentucky teams ever to average 95 points a game per season. And the half court will be difficult for Kentucky, but the best teams are playing.
Yeah,
that's the fast style.
Yes, they are.
UCLA, North Carolina, Kansas gets up and down. They won 59 or 69 over Davidson. That was a game for a little while, but 74 shots Kentucky took. I mean, that was what was great about this game. Like, when you say it was a great basketball game, that could mean many things. It could mean it was, you know, contested, competitive the whole way, but it could still mean 61-60. It could mean the team shot 40% or something and it still was great, whatever, but it was great in both teams shot 54%.
Yeah.
I mean, 53% for North Carolina, 54% for Kentucky.
But I mean, yesterday, even when you were going over the stats, these two teams statistically are so similar in every respect. I mean, you went through
everything.
That yesterday.
Everything. I think the biggest discrepancy was like rebounds and block shots. Kentucky out-rebounded North Carolina.
I know.
Even Calipari said he couldn't believe that happened.
I couldn't either. Didn't feel like it, but
from 3-point range, it was 55.6% for Kentucky and 53% for North Carolina. Six lead changes. That's the most any game for UK this season. There's been that many lead changes. But UNC only led for 3 minutes, 43 seconds. And take away just the clutch shots, and it was there were so many plays, so many great plays, blowbys by Fox. I mean,
he is so fast.
The crossovers.
Ugh.
The lob, Monk to Fox lob.
Ugh.
And then the lob to Adebayo, where he turns backwards across his body to catch it and then turns and throws it in. Just so many great plays and big shots.
So Louisville yesterday plays EKU pretty, has a 26-0 run during that game. So obviously easily handles the Colonels, and after the game didn't even pretend to want to talk about what had just happened at EKU. The whole story was Kentucky. The Yum Center crowd was chanting, beat UK, beat UK, towards the end of that game. All the players, Rick Pitino, they were all obviously asked about Kentucky. Of course, they hadn't seen this game yet.
No.
But Eric Crawford from WDRB is going to join us in our next segment. And, we wanted to have him on yesterday to kind of talk about the Louisville football situation, which, by the way, they were fined $25,000, reportedly, by the ACC, along with Virginia Tech for their role in WikiLeaks. We can now get into what this game Wednesday night is going to look like. And does Louisville have the ability to run with Kentucky? Which, I mean, no, they don't. So do they have the ability to make this a half-court game?
Yes, on the second part. I mean, that's Pitino's thing, is yuck it up. Make it. Like, John Calipari did he allude to it yesterday or the day before? I heard him somewhere, maybe even on the radio, where he said something to the effect of, I'm trying to tell my guys not to foul inside. Like, you don't need to foul. If you get beat, then so be it. We'll make it up in a minute here. But if you made a mistake, don't foul, because the foul is what's killing us. He goes, some coaches don't play it that way. That's the way I play it. Some coaches think, they want to foul. Foul all the time because they can't call them all. And that's Rick Pitino. Harass, physical, fouling, grabbing, scratching, clawing, as Calipari would like to say. Because they can't call them all. And they don't. They don't call them all. That's what you know what you're getting when Louisville plays. It's a reputation. And so it's not going to be at 103-100. I think it could be in the 70s, something like that. But Louisville, they're like, we have got to have something. Are you kidding me? All the stuff that we've been through and all this stuff, all this ammunition that UK has against us over and over again. We had football and then we lost that. Now we have to have something to shut UK fans' mouths up.
Well, I'm fine with them winning their bowl game and beating Indiana in basketball on the same day. There's a feel-good story for you. How about you just do that?
Oh,
because I'm going to need Wednesday night.
It won't satisfy the thirst.
I'm going to need Wednesday night.
And game day is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
College game day. Seth Greenberg and company. Reese Davis, Jay Williams, for like a midweek edition of game day at the Yum Center. And I think the game is at 7 o'clock, so they do like a half hour there at the Yum Center. It stinks that it's a Wednesday night, but yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Next, we will talk to Eric Crawford from WDRB about this upcoming Kentucky Louisville game here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Banks floor covering.
I want to talk to my mommy.
I don't know if your mommy is here. Well, what does she look like?
She's real pretty.
I'm sure she is. What's her name? Maybe I can page her.
Mommy.
That figures. Well, did she say she was coming to Banks floor covering?
She said she was looking for a gift for Daddy.
We do have a gift department with a great selection of gift ideas for every occasion.
But I only have 17 cents. That's why mommy is shopping.
We've got something for everyone at Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Are you ready to have your home or office cleaned the right way the first time and every time? Let the Cleaning Authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call us for a free estimate at 859-309-1313. That's 859-309-1313. Or check them out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com. Lexington, the holidays are here. Don't stress about getting your office or home ready. Just call the Cleaning Authority and let them take that task off your hands. Holiday entertaining is the perfect reason to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1313. The Cleaning Authority. They make life easier.
It's basketball season. It's football season. It's the cellar season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials. All NCAA football and basketball and all NFL games. On our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, e-cigs, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Body Bay. 420! East New Circle Road, next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
Here's what another satisfied customer, and from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters,
sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at barclayblevins.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Of course, we've spent the first half hour exclusively on Kentucky, North Carolina, because it was one of the all-time greats in this series. It will go down as one of those that you'll never forget, that you'll be talking about like yesterday when we were previewing the game and would flash back to the highlight of Tayshaun Prince and John Wall and Anthony Davis's block. We will now be flashing back to Malik Monk.
And we do love to be prisoners of the moment, I will say. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of national guys tweeting yesterday, hard to believe this won't be one of the best games of the college basketball season that we see all year. And it's hard to argue that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because of the two, you know, it's Kentucky, it's North Carolina, you know, 100 to 100, you know, 103 to 100. It's hard to argue that that won't be one of the better games you see all year.
And then there were comparisons out there of recent Kentucky games and which was the best and, you know, back and forth. And I saw Kyle Tucker from SECCountry.com tweet out that his top five games that he's actually covered for UK. And his number one was the Wichita State-Kentucky game in the NCAA tournament, the 1-8 seed game. This one was number two on his list. I think three was Kentucky at Indiana, which that's my number one. That is the wildest atmosphere that I've covered. But the Indiana-Kentucky Sweet 16 game, I also covered that one.
Yeah, that was another one. That was his four, I think.
Yes. So this one's up there. There's no doubt about it. Unfortunately, WDRB's Eric Crawford was at the Louisville-EKU game instead of this one, so he saw a little different kind of basketball. But he joins us now here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Thank you, Eric, for making time for us this morning.
Yeah, Louisville in December or Las Vegas. Unfortunately, it was the right word on that one. But what a game. I mean, those games where you just get two teams that just want to go, and they do. That's when it's really special, and that was one of those games. I mean, it wasn't that they weren't playing defense. They were, you know, they couldn't guard each other at times, but it wasn't because they weren't trying. It was really, really fun to watch. And, yeah, it's the game of the year. There aren't very many games you think back to and see offense played at that high a level, you know, as you look back. You know, you might pick out four or five, but not many.
And not usually a game in December. I mean, because basketball is so much February, March.
And they're so young these days, the teams are. But no one shrunk from the moment.
Yeah, one thing that surprised me, that was the fourth time this year Kentucky's reached 100. And that matches the most any Calipari-Kentucky team has gotten to 100. And I didn't realize that. But, you know, his style is usually not one of just of pushing it and scoring points like that. But this team, I mean, it's like, you know, they're on the gas all the time. And I'm amazed. I don't think I've ever seen a team really at any level get down the court as quickly as they do. There was one, and I put a screenshot on Twitter. North Carolina made a basket. De'Aaron Fox was attempting a layup with 28 seconds left on the shot clock on the other end after a made basket. That's about as fast as you can do it.
So, with a team that's that fast and with the style that Coach Pitino likes to play, where do you see this thing headed on Wednesday night?
They can't. I don't think they can play that style with Kentucky. They just don't have – I don't think they have the finishers on the break to do it. I don't know that they have the shooters to do it. Now, they say they expect a fast pace, and it may be a better pace than we've seen. But to me, Louisville needs to – get in its matchup zone and do what it usually does, try and slow the game down. You know, their problem is they're not great scorers in the half court either. They have athleticism, they have length, and they have in the front court, they have some actual speed and some things that match up well with Kentucky, and they're not quite as deficient in backcourt size. That's where Kentucky, I think, has really hurt Louisville in the past, is they have these big guards, and Louisville just has trouble physically matching up with them. It's a little more equitable this year, but it's never equitable. You know, nobody's as fast as De'Aaron Fox, and they're going to have to figure out some way of dealing with Malik Monk. But Pitino has options. He's got some versatility. I just don't know. I mean, offensively, they're going to have to execute at a higher level than they have been the last few weeks.
We're talking with WDRB's Eric Crawford here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I feel like, Eric, Louisville needs this. I mean, everything that they've been through this year, and they at least could cling to football supremacy, and now it feels like just right before the end of this year, with everything going on, can we just get this to give us something to hold on to here against all the ammunition we've given Kentucky fans over the last 12 months?
Yeah, from a rivalry standpoint, I think they do. From a basketball standpoint, I think, you know, they've got four games coming up, and this is just the first of them, because then they turn right around and they play Virginia, and then they turn around and they get Indiana, and then they go to Notre Dame. So that's four ranked teams in a row. They got plenty of chances from a basketball standpoint, and it, you know, honestly, the Virginia and Notre Dame, those are as big as Kentucky in terms of what they mean to Louisville, you know, from a practical standpoint. But from a rivalry standpoint, they need this one, and you know, they've got a shot. The only thing, I think, if you look at what's in their favor, Kentucky's coming off a big performance. We need to see Kentucky kind of bounce off a big performance. They didn't do it. They played great against Arizona State. They came back. They played pretty well against UCLA. I think maybe we all undervalue what they did against UCLA, even though it was at Rupp. That's a really good team, and it just happened to go UCLA's way in that game. So it's important, I think, for Kentucky to come back and show that they can keep their focus after a great win like that. And Louisville just needs to come out, and they've played all right against the better teams in their schedule. They played really well against the Baylor team in the first half and then just ran out of gas. So I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be competitive. It's just going to be a question of whether Louisville can find the offense. They need some guys to step up and be more consistent than they have been, and they're going to show us something they haven't shown us yet.
Switching gears with you, Eric, I do want to ask you about the WikiLeaks situation. So reportedly, Virginia Tech and Louisville both fined $25,000 by the ACC due to their involvement in this. And, you know, Lonnie Galloway, the co-offensive coordinator, has been suspended for the bowl game. Tom Jurich released a second statement on Friday that was much less tone deaf than the one previous to it. Do you think this kind of goes away now that the suspension has happened, the fine has happened, Jurich has come out and spoken a little bit better about it? Do you think this kind of goes away now?
I think it does, depending on, you know, when all this happened. A lot of us went after any documents that existed, that'll take a couple weeks. If those exist, if those were to come out, we might see some different things, but I think it's pretty much over. I think the ACC moved quickly, and they gave them the highest fine that they're allowed to give them through their league bylaws. So I guess that's it. There's some question as to, you know, obviously the whole defensive staff knew what was going on, and they didn't face any penalty. There's question about Bobby Petrino in this and what his involvement was. And, you know, it's hard to believe he didn't know, but at the same time, if you've been around Louisville, you know that there's not a whole lot of communication, I would think, between him and the defensive coordinator. It's not like a picnic over there sometimes. So it is, you know, I can believe he didn't have anything to do with the defensive game plan. I just don't know, you know, if you come into possession of this, you feel like somebody's going to let him know. But anyway, it's a bad look. And, you know, I think the right thing eventually happened where Louisville acknowledged that it was wrong and took some action. I think that's all anybody in the national media wanted. They wanted somebody to say, to realize, look, what we did, what this is wrong. They just wanted to hear somebody from Louisville say that. And finally, Tom Jurich said it, got the right statement out there. I tried to find out what the circumstances were of that first statement, and I really don't have a good handle on who put it out. Nobody has claimed authorship of the statement or anything like that. So, but the second time, I think, you know, if he comes out and says that right away.
Right, this could have been over with a lot sooner, I feel like.
Not nearly the problem for them at all. Oh, so that's just, you know, you can't afford it with all this other stuff going on. And that's the bigger thing. And that's something Louisville fans don't always understand is that, you know, nothing is just an incident unto itself. It all relates to everything else happening. And, you know, with everything else happening over there, both inside athletics and out, they didn't need this, but they have it. I think they put it behind them. But again, it's going to be a narrative in this bowl game. They're going to be talking about it. So, you know, that's what happens when you get involved in these things. You have a price to pay, and that's part of the price.
And then Army hasn't concluded its investigation. Actually, it sounds like that thing is just beginning.
I would suspect that they're internal punishments will be much harsher than anything we saw from Louisville or Virginia Tech or anybody.
Absolutely. The only thing that I wonder about is their motivation beyond being bitter for Elrod. And if we were to learn that any money exchanged hands,
right,
that would take it to another level.
Well, and yeah, you know, he's hired attorneys and all of that stuff, so you do wonder about that. And the thing is, these emails exist between him and people at the schools, and everybody has looked at them. So everybody but the media and the public. So they will eventually be obtained, and we'll see what happens. It's harder, you know, for North Carolina media because Wake Forest is a private school and not subject to those open records laws, but Virginia Tech, I believe, you know, they can get them in Virginia. We can get them in Kentucky. So we'll see if there's anything like that that's indicated, you know, any kind of written correspondence.
Well, Eric, we want to wish you the happiest of holidays coming up. Do you, I guess, get a break, or are you going to the bowl game?
Now it's time. I guess I'll go to the bowl game with all this going swirling around and Lamar Jackson. And I wish these two teams, the Kentucky Louisville, weren't playing at the same time. If they just put it like 5 hours apart, I think I could have done the double.
All the bowl games in the world that we've got now, and Kentucky and Louisville play the same time and the same day. It's insane.
And
same
Louisville time, Indiana basketball game.
And Louisville and Indiana are playing basketball at the same time. So, you know, we'll just roll with it. It's going to be a fun. It's a really it's a good stretch. Kentucky's going to get into conference play after Louisville, and they've got that bowl game. Louisville's got, you know, these four basketball games in a row and a bowl game. And, you know, we'll see how Lamar Jackson responds to this Heisman thing. And you know, LSU is the first team that gets to take a crack at him with the Heisman, and they are extremely talented. So that'll be an interesting deal in itself.
I do have one more thing before we let Eric go. I just wanted to know your take on why Louisville hasn't addressed that two of its football players were shot this week.
It's kind of weird that the only person to say anything, any word publicly about that is Lamar Jackson. The coach hasn't addressed it. The athletic director hasn't. What I was told was they're waiting for police to make a statement. It's highly unusual for police to not have even produced an incident report at this point. I've heard a couple reasons why that may possibly be, but, you know, nothing that is hard and, you know, solid enough to say publicly. I would expect we would hear something in the next 2 or 3 days. I think what it sounds like to me is they're close to an arrest in that case, and then we'll know the shooter and know a few more things. But it is highly unusual, and everybody's kind of holding that in their pocket to see what the reason for that is, whether it's a legitimate reason or a cosmetic reason or what. But I think that we should know, I would think, the next 3, 4, 5 days, I would think.
Well, thanks again, Eric, and we do hope you have safe travels this holiday season and a Merry Christmas to you. We will catch up with you in the new year.
Yes, thank you.
Same to you, Mary Jo, Dan. Thank you.
Eric Crawford there from WDRB joining us here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We'll take your calls next, 381-1313. And then, Mary Jo, as a little gift, a present, we have Mo Williams at 10 o'clock. The former Wildcat running back and former Minnesota Viking.
Yes.
And current graduate assistant for the UK football team. He will talk about UK football here in about 15 minutes here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I see the falling snow.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Bengals football, presented by Paul Miller Ford, 975 East New Circle Road. And also brought to you by MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. The Magic Vapor Shop, with three Bluegrass area locations. The Boot Store, just south of Man of War on Nicholasville Road. Truck and Auto Extras, 1098 East New Circle Road. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Air, 939 Winchester Road, Danville Foreign Cars and Recreation, 1227 Lebanon Road in Danville, and Line X of Kentucky, 119 Howard Street in Nicholasville. Bengals football on Classic Rock 92.1.
Lace up your skates and hit the ice. The Unified Trust Company Ice Rink in Triangle Park is back for another season of downtown fun. The rink is open daily and skate rental is available. Ice skating is a fun and healthy activity for all ages, and the Unified Trust Company Ice Rink is the perfect spot for birthday parties, family bonding, and date night. What are you waiting for? Come join the fun. For more details, including hours of operation, visit downtownlex.com.
Banks Floor Covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Banks Floor Covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home, but maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Winter is finally rolled around here in central Kentucky, and that means the holidays are on their way. It also means the folks at Highbridge are busy preparing for Santa's visit. Each year, Santa stops in Wilmore to pick up a few thousand gallons of pure Highbridge Springs water. Since Highbridge doesn't deliver to the North Pole, and Santa only visits once a year, he has to load up with Highbridge for himself, Mrs. Claus, and those eight tiny reindeer. It's their favorite holiday drink. Well, of course it's true. Haven't you heard the story about 'twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, empty Highbridge bottles were strewn about? This holiday season, give your family, friends, and employees the best in class with great-tasting, healthy Highbridge Springs. Call us toll-free today for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971 or on the web at highbridgesprings.com. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years, the Highbridge Springs family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Three conductors and 25 sacks on mail.
I mean, I guess that's Willie Nelson. I don't know.
What? You guess? Are you kidding me?
No, I mean it is, right?
The dude smoked a joint on the roof of the White House. I mean, that's Willie Nelson!
Yeah, no, I...
Kidding me?
I was right. What are you talking about?
I guess that's Willie Nelson. Come on, you grew up in Minnesota. They played polka and Willie Nelson.
Polka.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, sure.
381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. And we have Mo Williams, the former Wildcat running back and current graduate assistant there at Kentucky. And speaking of graduate, commencement was this weekend at the University of Kentucky, and several former players came back and went through, including
very cool
another former UK running back, Koshiek Williams.
Yeah.
He wasn't, but... maybe like 5'6".
Oh, I mean, yeah, he was tiny, but what a great kid he was. He was fun. Fun to interview.
He scored the touchdown, the game-winning touchdown to beat UT, Tennessee, in 2011. And then Terry Samuels helped get Kentucky to the 93 Peach Bowl. He came back and graduated. Ryan Strebe, a baseball player, UK's only SEC championship. He was part of that team in 2006. Austin Cousineau played more recently. And then Rondell Cirillo, track and field. If you don't know him, he beat Usain Bolt in a qualifier.
Yeah, well, he was in the Olympics this summer.
Yeah, but this was several years ago, I guess maybe 2009. Remember, I did a story on him beating Usain Bolt. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, I beat him. Yes, I did. Nobody heard about it. We have Al on the line. Good morning, Al. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
How you doing, guy?
Good. Okay? Good morning.
I was thinking about Craig Sager, and I could only imagine that Dan Reefer is sitting up in your studio with a Craig Sager suit, maybe a pink tie, maybe a pink tie with a green coat on. But Mary Jo, he was a great analysis. They've done great sideline work. Seemed like when he does sideline work, he was always dressed as if he was going to a Kentucky Derby.
But yeah,
he was well beloved by all of the.
It hurt my heart this week when he passed. You are picturing Dan incorrectly. However, he is not dressed like Craig Sager, nor does he ever. But there was only one. Yeah. I mean, that's what made him Craig Sager. That's what made every sports broadcaster, every NBA player, every NBA team so saddened this week, because he was part. Greg Popovich said it best. He was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of the show. And part of the reason you came to the games was because Craig Sager was there and you could see him. And I never met him. But you hear so many stories from people who have and said he just was one of the most phenomenal people you'd ever meet.
Yeah, Charles Barkley and Shaq and Kenny Smith all swapped stories and stuff on Thursday night on TNT and said that they'd never heard anyone ever say a bad word about him, which is one of those things you would like to have said about you when your time is up, that no one really bad-mouthed you because that's how good of a guy, good of a person you were to everyone around you. Unfortunately, I'm sure there are going to be a few people who's got some bad things to say about me, but so to make it that far and that be the case for you, that's pretty good.
Well, you know, cancer is a scourge that affects a lot of folks. You know, we always have a crusade for breast awareness for females, and we always see someone like Craig Sager or Stuart Scott or some popular personality die. We have folks even in our community that died. So I'm glad that those young doctors that's over the University of Kentucky and in other universities are up late night trying to find cures for this terrible disease. And it's unfortunate that we have to be confronted with it, but it is what it is. Back to the game that played yesterday, I think that game was bad for Carolina fans because it was a grim reminder of how their season ended against Villanova in a great game that they had seized control of that game when the kid made the three-point, the ridiculous three behind the line, and then the Villanova guy goes down and hits a three-pointer to win the game. And in fact, it seemed like that I saw some of the Carolina fans up in the stand, the same guy with his hand on top of his head. The only thing that was missing was Michael Jordan up in the stands. But that was a good game for Kentucky, and I'm sure that a painful game for UNC fans.
Yeah, of course. What a great championship game that was last year. Yeah, I didn't see any crying Jordan memes.
I didn't either. That's because North Carolina played so well.
Yeah, it was just...
You don't give it to them that way because they were just outstanding in that game. It was a shame that somebody had to lose it. It was so good.
It's so cliche. It is so cliche. But at one point during the game, Brad Nessler said, the last person to make the shot in this game wins. And it did. I mean, that's what it came. It did come down to that. So thank you, Al. Hey, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Yes,
happy New Year.
Thank you.
Same to you. And I'll continue to follow y'all show. You do a great job.
Thank you, Al.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. And this is just a quick reminder before we head to break. This is our last weekend until 2017.
Yes. We're going to take a couple weeks off because doggone it, we deserve it, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
It's Christmas and
New also
Year.
Because we begged Sean to let us have last week. Like, can you find something else to fill the time?
So yeah, last show for so last hour coming up, and that hour begins with Mo Williams. What a good way to start it. Next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Kevin Kugler here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Hall of Famer James Lofton and I will have the call for you as Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and the 11-2 Dallas Cowboys host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston and the Bucs are on a 5-game winning streak and very much in the playoff hunt as they head to Dallas. Join us on Sunday night and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hello, Banks Floor Covering.
Is my daddy there yet?
Well, was he coming here?
He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, you've got one smart dad. We've got a great selection of flooring and colonial candles, too, at affordable prices.
What's affordable mean?
Well, how much did you have to spend?
$2.52 in coupon caps.
I think we can help your dad find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Banks Floor Covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's basketball season. It's football season. It's the cellar season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials, all NCAA football and basketball, and all NFL games on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Botany Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, e-cigs, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Botany Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Botany Bay. 420 East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Ryder. The Dolphins improved to 9-5 after pounding the Jets 34-13 last night at MetLife Stadium. Matt Moore filling in at quarterback for the injured Ryan Tannehill had a career-high 4 touchdown throws.
Yeah, there were some nerves. I mean, I'd be lying if I said there was no nerves, but maybe it showed a little early. We started slow and kind of got into a little groove there, you know, middle part of the game. But, you know, once we got going, I think all that negative stuff, if you will, kind of, you know, wore off, and a couple guys made some big plays and we got on a roll.
The opposing quarterback had a rough game. Bryce Petty with 2 interceptions, was sacked 3 times, left the game early in the fourth quarter with a chest injury. Rex Ryan's days as head coach in Buffalo could be numbered. Sources tell ESPN's Adam Schefter. Bills have lost 5 of their last 7. They host 0-13 Cleveland today. Patriots receiver Michael Floyd made the trip to Denver but won't be active against the Broncos, reports Adam Schefter. Floyd claimed off waivers earlier in the week after he was released by Arizona after a DUI arrest. He's expected to face discipline in the offseason from the league for that arrest. Eagles receivers Jordan Matthews and Doriel Green Beckham are both expected to play today at Baltimore. Matthews has been dealing with an injured ankle, Green Beckham with a chest injury. College football, Donnell Pumphrey now the leading rusher in FBS history with 6,405 career yards, passes Ron Dayne, rushed for a touchdown at San Diego State's 34-10 rout of Houston in the Las Vegas Bowl. In the NBA, Thunder beat the Suns 114-101, Russell Westbrook with his 50th career triple-double.
Dak Prescott faces a critical game against the Bucs. If he struggles, will the Cowboys be forced to start Romo next week to get him playing time before the playoffs? The very latest Monday morning with Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
rumors spreading around.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
We got Sean in here, so there's a little bit more variety of music than when Josh is here. Josh has about five songs he likes, and he plays them, you know, every week.
Right. You say variety, but it's just all songs I don't know. It's all in one class.
They played Ice Cube, It's a Good Day.
Yeah, I did know that one.
Did you maybe play Public Enemy?
I did.
Yeah? Played Public Enemy, Fight the Power? I mean, it's been some good stuff mixed in with a little, you know, 92.1, B92 stuff. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, no. Nah. Right. I got nothing.
We've been talking a lot of basketball. We're going to switch to football now because we have one of UK's greatest running backs in its history, Mo Williams, on the line with us, currently an assistant over there, grad assistant. Mo, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good morning, Mo. First of all, we talked about how you're one of the greatest running backs of all time here, but there's a freshman that likes to break records, many of them yours, who may end up leaving with one of those titles, leaving Kentucky with a title as one of the greatest to ever play here. And Benny Snell, you got to work with him this year. Kind of just give us your thoughts on the season that he had.
Benny plays with a unbelievable passion. You can see that on the sideline whenever he does something wrong and or even when he does something good. You can see that. And it's, you know, you have to have that play in this game to, you know, have it come from within. And you really got to believe that you're the best. And he believes that. And he trains like it and everything else. So, I mean, he's definitely going to be one of – y'all definitely be talking about him as one of the best that ever played here at UK. You know, barring injury, that is a negative thing that us as running backs always talk about. But, you know, he is he's definitely got what it takes to be one of the greats.
You know, the first few times I saw him run the ball for Kentucky, I immediately thought, this kid's different. There's something different about him. He's already, you could already tell he was special. Did you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the way that he keeps his feet moving and the vision that he has and, you know, and again, just the passion that he plays the game with, is it was different than pretty much all of the freshmen that we had, and as well as, you know, the passion he plays with is honestly a little different from, you know, the running backs that I seen when I came in.
So what was it like, Mo, being in this different role for you? So being a coach on the sidelines and being with your former team, but a team with a whole new coaching staff, obviously, and a team that started out where so poorly, where you hear all this negativity swirling it, and now they're ending up playing a bowl game on New Year's Eve. Just kind of talk about what this season has been like for you on the other side.
You know, it's been awesome. I mean, I've been very blessed and fortunate in my life to be able to do a lot of different things, and to come back and be around the guys is the one thing that I never could get that void in my life filled. And, you know, and it's, I've been playing football since I was 6 years old, and, you know, to be able to come back and be around the guys that, you know, went through adversity and stayed together and didn't point fingers and really turned the season around. I mean, that was awesome. You know, it was one thing that, you know, we've had a lot of people come in and talk about, as well as Coach Stoops and everybody's been talking about, that, you know, we have what it takes to be really good. We just got to change the mindset of Kentucky football, and that's from the shoulders up. And I think this year, you know, we really did that. I mean, the guys bought in. And, you know, they stopped believing to the fact that it was going to be, oh, here we go again. They really felt that there's a turnaround, and that's what we did.
Talking with Mo Williams here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Boom Williams. I would guess he's going to try his hand at the NFL, and maybe he winds up leaving next year. But what kind of potential do you see in him as an NFL player?
You know, it's one thing that I've always, and that I've kind of talked to him about it as well, too, is, you know, you can't teach or coach speed. And you know, speed kills, and especially in the NFL, and he definitely has that. He is, you know, kind of reminds me when I was playing with Michael Bennett. You know, it's those times in the game to where, you know, they would just literally tell me that, you know, we gotta have that big play opportunity in the game, and that's what Boom Williams, he brings to the game. But any given time, you know, he can take the ball 80, 90 yards. You know, or if you have somebody like a Mo Williams in there, you know, I can get you a good 5 or 10, but, you know, I probably ain't going to take, you know, 80 or 90, and that's what Boom does, and that's what he brings to the table. You know, I think he's going to have a great career in the NFL, again, you know, barring injury. I mean, that's the one thing that we always talk about. You got to play every play like it's your last, and you got to, you know, respect it and all of that. But, you know, I think he'll be great.
I mean, you know, I got to get one of these questions in. I assume you haven't been to the new stadium in Minneapolis yet.
No, ma'am, not yet. Actually, you know what? I drove by because I was up there right when they got everything done, but they wasn't letting people go in. I actually have seen it from the outside, but it's not been in yet.
So I know you've been busy with college football this year, but we started out 5-0. You understand that? 5-0. And now we're like almost out of the playoff talk. But you did mention, I know we got to get back to stuff that everybody cares about. You mentioned running backs and injury. Adrian Peterson coming back today after tearing his meniscus. He's back. The running game for Minnesota this year without him has been atrocious. Does it surprise you, or do you marvel at the fact that Peterson just seems to be able to come back from injury like nobody else?
You know what? It's kind of dumbfounding to me. I mean, you have a guy that comes back after a knee injury, a series that he had, and the next year rush for close to 2,000 yards, and then, you know, come back as many weeks off as he's had, and that not be that long, it seems like, when we're just looking at him getting hurt on TV. And, you know, in his level of play when he comes back is just unbelievable. You know, I'm just really happy that he wasn't there when I was there. I never would have touched the field.
No, probably not.
He's absolutely. Yeah, you know what? He is a man among boys, I tell you. But yeah, his just the way he recovers is just unbelievable. I mean, he's got something special going on in his body, I tell you that.
Well, I would rather see the Vikings win that division than the Packers. Let me just say that. Maybe we can help.
Well, you know what? I would 100% have to agree with you.
Well, Mo, a few years back, I moved down to Columbus, Georgia to work at WRBL News 3 there. And when I got there, I didn't realize that you were from there. And I'm going out and covering high school football. And I talked to the coach at Carver, who was previously at Spencer, where you attended. And he was your high school coach. When I told the guy I was from Lexington, Kentucky, he's like, oh, yeah, we sent you Mo Williams. I was his coach.
Coach Collins Jones. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, he was a good one. Now, I can remember him yelling, get up field, get up field, atta boy, get up field. he was one that did not let you go side to side. And I tell you, I remember one time I missed a block, and it was after they had, I'd been, you know, on the front page of the paper and all that, and the lineman was holding me up, and they had shirts that say, I blocked for Mo Williams. And man, and he made me go against two or three of our linemen. He goes, oh, you think you're special, huh? And then I tell you, it was, he did not play the radio. He did not mess around. And, I mean, he was a drill sergeant in the Army. And
yes.
Yeah, you know, I learned a lot from him. I learned the whole never quit attitude regardless of what the score was or whatever. He was a great coach.
Real good in the community, that guy was, too. And I just wanted to know, you were born in Columbus. Did you come up here and live for a while and then go back down to Columbus? Or what is your connection to Kentucky that way?
No, actually, I was born here in Kentucky.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I was born and raised in Kentucky. Actually, my mom got stationed in Fort Benning. That was actually the only time I went to Columbus, Georgia, was for those my 10th, 11th, and 12th grade year, and I went to Spencer High School.
So Lexington missed out. Where would you have gone? Would you have gone to Bryan Station or Henry Clay or Lafayette?
Yeah, I would have went to Bryan Station. And that's actually how Keo Stanford and myself and all those guys end up coming here with Chad Hudson and Matt Hobby and all of them, because we was basically got to talking. Chad, I played with in the Georgia-Florida All-Star game, and Matt Hobby as well. He actually played for Florida. And that's how we got to talking and decided to try to change things by coming to Kentucky. And Keo had actually already committed to Tennessee, and then, well, you know, a verbal committed, and then I was thinking about going to Georgia, and we all decided to come here to Kentucky to play together.
Well, it's funny, you said Bryan Station. Well, at Spencer High School in Columbus, they have the exact same colors. They're yellow and green that way, too, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because up until high school, every team that I played for was pretty much about yellow and green, honestly.
Hey, Mo.
I played for Crawford Junior High, and they was green and white. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I was wondering, you know, when you've had a chance to, you know, look back on things, and now you're around all these young guys again. Do you ever see, you know, looks in their eyes when they're not listening or getting frustrated, and you see yourself in them a little bit? And do they kind of take advice from you, or is it hard to give that advice, or how do you kind of tread with that with some of these young guys who might have thoughts different than what the coaches think?
You know, it's actually, believe it or not, that's been very, very easy for me. And it's been, you know, one thing that a lot of the guys sometimes come to me, and it's you know, it's, again, Coach Grant is an awesome coach, but to see them, you know, walk past Coach to, you know, ask me a question that has to do with something, you know, related to the field. Now, don't get me wrong, they all go to Coach Grant and stuff as far as the playbook and all of that, but, you know, just in situational, you know, things that have happened on the field. And that's one thing that I tried to pride myself on. You know, I'm not going to block my blessings in life because, you know, it took the older guys helping me to really help me get to my potential and things like that because of just the simple things that they had learned. And that's what I'm trying to do is just pass it down to the guys and tell them. So, I see sometimes when things are, you know, when they got that blank look, and there's even been, you know, situations where, you know, some of our guys get down because of a fumble or whatever, you know, and I walk up to them, I'm like, hey, you got it out of the way, man, let's go. It's time to rock and roll. You know what I mean? You got to make light out of it because you can't change it. You know, and it's, you always got to, one thing I've been taught, you always got to worry about the next play and don't worry about the play that just happened because it's gone. And so, that's what I really just try to tell the guys all the time.
So is coaching in your future, is that where you kind of want to stay?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's just, this has, you know, filled the void, just being around the guys. I've done, you know, real estate. I've done, and I've, like I said, been very blessed. I haven't had to, you know, to punch a clock for anybody since I left the NFL. And it's, this is just the one thing that I was always emptying out my other businesses and stuff. And I had, you know, fairly decent success at doing it. And, you know, it's just, it didn't, like I said, it just didn't fill the void. And now being around the guys, I mean, this is what I was missing out on. So absolutely, I definitely, and that's the reason why I'm back in school and doing that because I want to coach.
Talking with Mo Williams here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. You mentioned Eddie Grand. You've been around a lot of different offensive coordinators in your time and played football with a lot of different great minds of the game. Well, what do you think of Eddie Grand? What do you like about him? What sets him apart, you think?
You know what? There's... even in the highest level that you can play this game, I mean, I personally, my personal opinion, don't think there's any that's better than Eddie Grant. I mean, well, I've been with a lot of good ones. I mean, don't get me wrong with, you know, Brian Billick and Scott Linehan or whatever. And I say those, he would definitely be up there with those two as far as the offensive mind. I mean, and the way that, you know, he expects the guys to perform on the field is I think something based on me being away from Kentucky and then coming back and then being able to be underneath him and stuff like that and learn from him, is that's really what's helped change the offense. Is his expectations are high, and he demands it, and he demands it every single day. And I mean, he's running around like a little kid out there. Oh, hey, come on! I mean, his intensity of coaching and stuff is awesome, and he's one of the best I've been around.
Now, I know this is something that you probably aren't able to share like super insider info on, but Mark Stoops the other day said that the quarterback battle next year will be, quote, awkward. Because obviously Drew Barker was, you know, thought to be the starter, and then he gets hurt and Steven Johnson comes in and does what he does. What do you kind of look forward to next season when those two are hopefully, you know, both healthy and both competing for the starting job?
You know, I think, and this is one thing I've told the guys in our room, being the running backs, anytime you have a situation like that, that's when you start taking the program to the next level. When you're first-string guy and or second string guy is just as good, if not better, than your first string guy, and your third string guy is just as good, if not better, than your second string guy, and on. That's when you get competitive. That's when you start going to bigger bowls. That's when you start playing for a national championship or whatever. So, you know, honestly, it's an awesome thing to have happen to the organization, and it's great. I mean, you look at, you know, how productive the running back room has been, and that's because, you know, you can't take time off in practice. You can't slouch. You can't, you know, not focus. You have to be in your playbook because you know that guy behind you is, like I said, just as good, if not better than you are. So you don't want him to get on the field as far as that. I mean, I think it's an awesome opportunity for us to grow in the organization.
Now, you're going back to school, so you're serving as a grad assistant now. Does that go for another year, or how long does that work?
Yeah, I actually have, I got 30 more hours. So mm-hmm. once I'm going to go, you know, basically the next two semesters, and I should be done, you know, in the summer.
Okay. So we don't have you for next season? Is that what you're saying?
No, well, hopefully.
Maybe.
I mean, I would absolutely 100% love to stay here, but, you know, I took this time off, and like I said, I've been very blessed in my life. Excuse me. But, you know, I do have to get back to making money. I kind of put everything on hold, my farm in Florida and all of that. So I gotta get back to making money. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's easier to make than it is to keep. Right now, all I'm doing is spending. So,
and eventually, you have to have you know, to be able to buy and afford to train a future Derby winner, right?
Yeah, you know what? I am going to renew my license. It comes up in June. I enjoy it. You know what I mean? I probably will. Hopefully, always have one if you know, God willing and stuff. But
yeah,
you know, and that's absolutely. I mean, that's the goal.
Could you imagine that feeling? Would that be maybe the greatest achievement in your athletic career?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, that all of my achievements, I didn't, you know, again, because of injury, and that's why I talk so much about it. I didn't reach quite the potential that I wanted to in the NFL and all of that. But, you know, again, I was very blessed to play 10 years, but, you know, it seemed like every time I got my opportunity, I either got injured right before or right after, and that was just kind of the nature of the beast. But, yeah, absolutely. That's something I can definitely look forward to, and I would absolutely love to do.
Hey, well, great having you back here in Lexington, and best of luck to you in a future coaching career and in derby career, in horse racing.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate y'all having me on the show.
All right, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you as well.
Mo Williams, former UK running back. And Benny Snell is the guy who broke his records this year. I mean, he got him, caught him. And Mo was great. Mo was great here. And then, of course, 10 years in the NFL. And then the horse racing thing, wouldn't that be something if on the first Saturday in May he's walking?
I mean, you know what they say, like the statistical number of, you know, mm-hmm. the statistical odds of becoming a running back in the NFL mm-hmm. are, you know, 0.00 or whatever. I think it's probably greater to,
yeah,
longer Derby. Shot to get a horse in the Kentucky Derby.
But every year there's a story about
some
great
yeah,
stories.
Yeah.
I mean, every year you don't have to have a $1.2 million yearling that you trained. It could be, I mean, California Chrome, those guys.
Yeah.
So anyway. We'll take your calls, 381-1313. Talk about some more football if you want, basketball. We got some basketball to get to.
Ooh, hey, I know this song.
There is some stuff I'd like to get to on basketball. We'll do it next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. It's your birthday, and you know we don't give up, because
that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
Jeff Fisher coached Golic when Golic was a player. I know how close you are to him. And as a consequence of that, over the years, I've gotten to know him. And I like Jeff very much. I think he's a good guy. Generally, on balance, I thought he did a very good job as coach in Tennessee. But the reality is I cannot in any way argue with him losing his job under the circumstances in Los Angeles. That has been a mess.
Mike and Mike. Mike and Mike.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Acura Season of Performance event is here, and we have some holiday traditions of our own. They're just not exactly traditional. See, we engineer our gifts with precision, place them under the hood, and unwrap them on the open road. And with super handling all-wheel drive available across our line, we celebrate all year long. Hurry in to take advantage of limited time offers at the Acura Season of Performance event going on now.
Lisa, 2017 MDX for only $439 a month.
Merry Christmas!
From Courtesy Acura. Buying a car should be easy, and at Courtesy, that's exactly what it'll be. Fun, relaxed, and hassle-free.
No matter your credit status, we'll get you approved. Just $73 down and drive home in a certified car, truck, or SUV today.
So come to Courtesy, pick out your vehicle, and leave confident you got a great deal.
That's the way we do it. We're selling cars like candy bars.
Visit us on Nicholsville Road next to the Fayette Mall or CourtesyOnWheels.com, and that's what we like to call...
Sweet!
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
The holidays are upon us. You're starting to fear. But don't get nervous. Fixin' It Flash has you covered this year. There's brilliant diamonds all over the store. And expert repair. Who could ask for more? Rhett selling watches, Sarah selling pearls, all in a flash for today's busy world. There's Dawn the watchmaker and a jeweler for you to fix all your heirlooms and make them look brand new. How about a beautiful diamond to put under the tree? Oh, just think how happy she'll be. And don't worry if you don't have a ton of cash. Come to the Auto Hour Shopping Center and be fixed in a flash.
There's so much going on in Lexington in December. The holidays. Want to have a holiday party? Go to Tony's. Basketball. Want to watch this great season of Cats basketball unfold? Go to Tony's Steaks and Seafood. The best food, the best service, the family atmosphere you love. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood, right across from Triangle Park. Visit tonysoflexington.com. And happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Melissa Kalmes.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Beth.
We are owners of Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio at 301 East Vine Street. Allow us to help you condition your body and mind through Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga.
We can help correct your posture, invigorate your mind, and elevate your spirit.
Visit mindoverbodystudio.com to schedule your Fletcher Pilates and aerial yoga experience.
Heal your mind and change your body at
Mind Over Body Pilates Yoga and Healing Arts Studio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And Monk on the dribble against Barry. Nice crossover. Up and in. Woo! 36 and counting.
Get the janitor. Watch this juke in the open floor. Look at the lingerie down there.
The way you've slowing Kentucky down. Oh, my goodness. Look at this kid.
Got it.
Monk. In the lane. 41. Monk had a notion. He's going to take it over Williams.
Got it!
Wow.
An assassin.
Fox with a rebound, and he's bringing it. Monk.
Got it! He hit another one. Cold-blooded. Dagger.
Kentucky by one.
How about this? Onions, Brad. Big-time delivery.
Boy, just one of the great performances in the history of Kentucky basketball. I mean, it really is.
Hey, let's hear from the man, Monk himself. He was talking to Shelly Smith after the game.
Malik, you're trending on Twitter. What was it like to be such a part, such a big part of such an epic game that they're already calling an instant classic?
Great. North Carolina, great team. We knew they was going to execute their plays and play hard just like they did. But we were just able to outworked them, I think, for a little bit at the end to get the win. and we was just able to knock down shots, and we was just able to run our stuff right.
All right, the last shot you took, the game-winning three. Uh-huh. All right, so you set up, you hesitate, and then you shoot. Why did you hesitate, and why did you shoot?
When I hesitate, I heard Coach Cal say, drive, but I was hot, so I just said.
Yeah, and what does he know, right?
No, I ain't said it. But I just shot my shot. I knew I was going to make.
And what is it like to be part of a team that is so balanced like you guys are?
Oh, it's great. Nobody can focus in on one player. If somebody focuses in on me, Fox or whoever else going to get it going. Or not, somebody focusing on them, one of us going to get it going. It's great. Great to have that. And I mean, we're just going to be relaxed like that.
How good can this team be?
Upside. Coach keeps saying if we defend from the jump to the end, we're going to be like one of the greats. But I hope we can do that.
Calipari said he's and Calipari's just standing a few feet away from him.
Yeah.
And tells him to drive, and that's why Malik puts his first foot out. And then he brings it back, and he's like, nah, I ain't driving. I'm hot. This is going in. Said the rim was already big. And then Cal said afterward, he goes, good shot, kid.
Yeah, and of course, in true Cal fashion, he has his arm around Malik, you know, in the post-game interview. But it's very much like, well, you know, there's still some things I want him to work on, and there's this and there's that, and
yeah,
didn't quite give him the praise that one might expect after a performance like that.
Well, someone did ask him later in the post game, you know, what would make him even greater? Like, where could Monk go from here? And he goes, how many rebounds did he have?
Yeah.
Zero? Oh. Yeah. Well, that would be one.
Yeah.
But Calipari mentioned that between UCLA and this game, that they worked on stuff to get Monk open. That, you know, it broke down late in the UCLA game where they didn't play through Monk.
Yeah.
And they wound up playing, not finding each other. So he said he had to find a way to get Monk the ball, force his teammates to find him. And remember last year, Jamal Murray became Kentucky's offense. And, gosh, how many times did you see him moving without the ball
yeah.
and the screens? And he was just racing all over the court like Reggie Miller trying to get away from a defender to find an open look. That could be what we see with Monk, but the difference being, if that happens, Calipari also mentioned that they try to force the ball to the paint. You got Bam down there. You got Fox, who had 24 points and 10 assists to 2 turnovers yesterday. You got, you know, Briscoe's able to create his own shot as well. So
you'd like to think that that Briscoe wants to get a little bit more involved in the offense.
Yeah, yesterday wasn't his, it just wasn't there. He has that bad habit that he's developed
of going baseline.
Going baseline and not having
anywhere to go.
Yeah, not having an answer for when he gets there. That you, yeah. Gotta quit that.
But he shot 100% from three yesterday.
Yes, he did. He's gotta be able to make a few outside shots. If he can do that without you going, then I think they're okay. All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back with more. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Drop, like it's
spending money, The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Maybe it's you, a parent, a child, a spouse, a friend, or just someone you know. Drug or alcohol abuse touches almost everyone in some way. Feel you have nowhere to turn? Help is out there. Find it at gethelplex.org. An online, easy-to-use confidential resource for people seeking facilities and services. Go there now. GetHelpLex.org. Recovery starts here.
Lace up your skates and hit the ice. The Unified Trust Company Ice Rink in Triangle Park is back for another season of downtown fun. The rink is open daily and skate rental is available. Ice skating is a fun and healthy activity for all ages, and the Unified Trust Company Ice Rink is the perfect spot for birthday parties, family bonding, and date night. What are you waiting for? Come join the fun. For more details, including hours of operation, visit downtownlex.com.
You can trust your car till 3 dollars.
At Fleet Dog, we break for breast cancer. It's time to stop procrastinating and schedule your mammogram. That's why Fleet Dog supports the St. Joseph Hospital Foundation's Yes Ma'am program. Fleet Dog, with the help of Advanced Auto Parts, is donating $50 from every brake job now through the end of the year to the Yes Ma'am program, providing life-saving screening, patient navigation, treatment support, and programs for reduced or low cost. We want you to break for breast cancer, too. Visit Fleet Dog at 1031 Contract Street, and you could help save a life.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has holiday super deals going on now at prices even better than Black Friday. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Remote car starts on sale, plus every brand of truck bed covers, tires, wheels, and Jeep accessories at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Spray-on bed liners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at holiday blowout prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. Complete window tinting gift certificates, only $99. That's right, complete window tinting gift certificates, only $99. We'll beat any internet or competitor's price. Holiday super deals going on now. Prices even better than Black Friday, now. So call or come in, tell us what you want. We have it at better prices than Black Friday, all right now. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I don't think Snow even knows what he's saying there. Do you?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few songs like that where you just don't know. And he doesn't. He just made something up, rattling it off.
Because if he knew how to write songs, I assume there would have been another one. I think that was it.
Will we see another performance like the one we did out of Malik Monk the rest of the season? 47 points, I doubt it, right?
Well, I mean, it's historic already.
Yeah.
So it's hard to imagine twice in one season. But I think what makes this performance even more special is because it was against such a quality opponent on such a big stage. And I realize it's December. But I mean, that game had all the makings and all the feelings of a NCAA tournament game, you know, an mm-hmm. Elite Eight, Final Four type atmosphere. And, and we needed every one of those shots to go in to win the game.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like it's a blowout and so he can just shoot whenever and is just taking shots and you get the sense that the other team has backed off because they know they're not going to win. I mean, North Carolina's battling every possession because they're in this game the whole time. So that's what makes this performance so incredible.
It brought it out of him. Like the level of game that it was and the matching of shots with Justin Jackson, it brought it out of him.
And you could see on Twitter some reaction from, I saw Draymond Green tweeted out about Malik Monk being special, and Jamal Murray mm-hmm. tweeted out about him, so I'm sure there were others.
And here is what ESPN analyst Seth Greenberg said about Monk's performance.
He was magnificent. To me, he was Russell Westbrook-esque. His ability to get the ball anywhere he wanted, anytime he wanted, jump up, and make shots. More importantly, they got him the ball in areas where he could take over the basketball game. You think about against UCLA, they didn't play through Monk at times. Today, they played through Monk. And look at this shot chart. He saw a big basket. He made tough shots. He was a high-percentage shooter. But more importantly, he got the ball in a position to make plays. Did a great job coming off screens. Did a great job running the floor. Malik Monk was a tough matchup. 8-for-12 from the three-point line. That's big-time shooting.
I want to go back to what you're talking about, calling him Russell Westbrook-esque.
Why? What is it in his game that reminds you of Russ?
He's a world-class athlete. He's actually, at this same stage, he's a better jump shooter. He has the ability to hit a spot, elevate, and get a shot off. He can get it to the rim. He's a world-class athlete and a jump shooter. He can beat you off the bounce, and he can create separation. But I think that today what kind of, to me, crystallized a little bit is he wanted the ball at the end of the game. He wanted to make plays. And you know what? He did a terrific job of getting him right there on left side. Notice that short little shot fake just to create a little bit of space. He had no second thoughts. Watch this. Boom. Shot fake to put the defense on his heels. Jumps up, knocks down that jumper. Monk made so many tough shots. He made it off the catch. He made it off the bounce. In transition, he almost broke the defender's ankles when he went inside out and finished at the rim. I mean, that's Joel Berry he beat off the bounce. I mean, Joel Berry was terrific. And not to be lost in this game is De'Aaron Fox had 24 points and 10 assists. So he didn't do it by himself, but this is a game changer for Kentucky because now they know exactly who they're going to go to at the end of the games. Fox can make plays off the bounce, but Monk's going to have the ball in his hands to win games.
Of course, Cal would say if it was truly a Russell Westbrook-esque performance, you would have had at least 10 rebounds and 10 assists.
But what Seth Greenberg was saying there, you think about the shots that Monk made. Early in the game, there was, at the top of the key, he gets it and shot fakes, and a defender flies by. He waits for the defender to fly by, kind of dips his head down, then makes that three. There were where he just straight caught it and popped it coming off a screen. There was going up over somebody in their face where he just kind of looks at him and goes, all right, I'm going to take it right over top of you. Bang. There were the clutch shots. There was, we was talking about breaking ankles. When he is coming down on that break and Joel Berry, he just freezes him.
But at lightning quick speed.
Yeah.
I mean, they almost had to slow-mo that play so you could see where Malik jabbed kind of one way, like he was, because it was happened so fast and it like did. He froze him.
And then making like a little floater in the lane with two bigs. In your face, over top of them.
Oh, his arsenal was loaded.
Which reminded me of Jody Meeks against Tennessee. Because that was, even though Meeks, I think, hit 9 or 10 threes in that game, and Monk hit 8 here, he also scored in a variety of ways. Monk also hit, you know, baseline jumpers. And talking to CM Newton after the game against Tennessee, that was his point. It was like, it wasn't forced. It was in the flow of the game, and he scored in so many different ways, is what he said about Meeks. And that's what Seth Greenberg just said there about Monk. And that's how you know you got something, is when he's not just a three-point shooter. He can do it a variety of ways, get to the rim, shoot from outside. He's your scorer, and he's clutch.
Yeah, and he moved so well without the basketball. You know, you feel like he had the basketball in his hands a lot, but, I mean, De'Aaron Fox gets 10 assists. Most of those are to Malik Monk.
Yeah.
You know, moving without the ball so well that he was getting himself open. Now, eventually, I mean, obviously they double him, which didn't end up mattering at all. Yeah. But, you know, it bears repeating what a spectacular game it was because Justin Jackson was phenomenal for North Carolina. Both De'Aaron Fox, as Seth Greenberg mentioned, and Malik Monk were spectacular. It was just one of those games. It was just a fantastic game.
Well, and what Greenberg said there about Fox is if you key on Monk, Fox, how are you going to stop Fox? How many times did he get to the rim just going by somebody? And the crossovers he had were leaving some lingerie on the deck.
Yeah.
But Fox and Monk, again, we said this earlier in the show, Fox and Monk combining for 71 points is the most a UK duo has scored since Dan Issel and Mike Pratt went for 78 against LSU in 1970.
Yeah.
That's something. When you do some of those things that are the first time since, and one of them happens to be 36 years, 46 years, it's something special. So now you got Louisville on Wednesday. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. That place is going to be rocking, the Yum Center. And ESPN College Game Day is going to be there. And then it is going to be just interesting to see how Kentucky handles what Louisville is going to do to them. Because nobody else has done what Louisville's going to do, that style of play.
Right.
And so Kentucky has shown it can run. and do this thing. And that's what they've been doing, getting shots up in the first 13 and a half seconds of the shot clock. But can they win against this style?
Well, now, I may be wrong here, but I do remember watching, you know, like the last 10 minutes of the Baylor-Louisville game.
Mm-hmm.
And Baylor was down 22.
Yeah.
And they sped it up.
They did.
And Louisville got tired. They couldn't run with them. So, you know, it's gonna really matter who can determine the pace of this game. I mean, if Kentucky can force it to be fast, I don't see how Louisville has a chance to beat them.
Now, after that game Wednesday night, Kentucky does not play again until the following Saturday, the 31st. Yes, the 31st. Against Ole Miss, that begins conference play. So John Calipari will have 9 days of this Camp Cal, where he's, you know, they've had a little bit of two-a-days here and there. This is going to be 9 days of eat, sleep, drink, basketball, 2 times a day, 3 times a day, film, conditioning, all that stuff. So you would think they would come out and absolutely destroy Ole Miss. Yeah. I mean, just embarrass Andy Kennedy. He's in for it.
8 minutes ago, Bam Adebayo tweeted 47, dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm. What's next? Can he get to 54 this year?
Uh-oh. Ole Miss, December 29th.
What day is December? A Thursday? They play on a Thursday? A stinking Thursday? All right, so 7 days.
Well, because there's
7 days, not nine.
Listen, there's too much to watch the night of the 31st. We got Alabama, Washington, and Ohio State, Clemson.
Yes, and of course, Kentucky's bowl game.
Yeah,
at
that's
11
in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, December 31st has become kind of like a half of New Year's Day, what New Year's Day used to be like. They've moved games back, so now you have the national semifinals on top of a few bowl games that moved off of New Year's Day, because ESPN controls it all.
Mm-hmm.
And but we do have some good matchups this bowl season. It started yesterday.
Houston got worked.
They did. Did you see the catch? And this wasn't even a bowl game. This was
no. I already know I didn't see it.
FCS semifinal game. Youngstown State wins on this insane catch. The guy, it's a tight end, and the defensive back is just linebacker or whatever, is just all over him, just draped on him. And the ball's thrown his way, and the guy just reaches out like he's being bear hugged. While he's being bear hugged, he slips his right arm out, and it's just like the ball sticks to him. And he just pins it against the defender. And that's the game-winning touchdown.
Dang.
It looks like you could watch it over and over again, and you're still going, how did he make that? He just got it in.
All I know in FCS is that North Dakota State lost. So I think for the first time in four or five years, there'll be a new national champion.
And did you see the Southwest Missouri State game?
I did not.
That was a bowl game, right?
I don't know.
It was in Kansas City, and you couldn't even see the yard mark. You couldn't even see the yard lines because of the snow. It was so covered. Like, I watched 5 minutes of it, but I did because it was covered in snow.
I love
the snowy
football.
I saw
that Missouri basketball lost at home yesterday to Eastern Illinois.
To an OVC school, Illinois.
I know people have been saying how bad 2016 is because of all the deaths of, you know, famous people.
Right.
Including, sadly, this week, Alan Thicke. That's heart-wrenching. But I think as a Mizzou alum, I'm ready for 2016 to just be done. Although, I doubt the basketball team is going to be much better in 2017. But, yeah.
Vanderbilt just barely beat Chattanooga on a game winner by Frank Cornett. It's not Frank Cornett. It's Frank Cornett's son, right?
Luke, right?
Luke, yeah. Yeah, Cornett hit a three with like 2.9 seconds left to beat Chattanooga. And then another SEC school.
Arkansas beat Texas yesterday.
Yeah, Arkansas beat. Yeah, Texas A&M got ran by
Arizona,
but then Texas A&M at least mounted a comeback to make it close in the end. There was one more basketball point. Tubby Smith team, Memphis, coming back and winning in overtime against Oklahoma, which they were down pretty big in that game. One more break, and then Mary Jo, we are on vacation for a couple weeks.
One more break until our break, Dan.
381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here and talk to us here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Hello? The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hello, Banks floor covering.
I want to talk to Mrs. Rader. She's my teacher.
What's she been teaching you?
Today we ran a dollar dial or one line.
Well, then you should be able to get the right numbers from now on. So why are you calling Banks floor covering?
I asked for the plates for something for everyone, and 411 gave me this number.
We've got something for everyone with the best choices in carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring. Banks floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
I'm gonna get an A on my homework.
You have all seen Big Red, Jay Render's Barbecue's food truck around town, but did you know they cater too? Check out their catering and drop-off packages online at jrendersbarbecue.com. They can do any size, from 6 people to 600 or more. So remember, you don't have to track down Big Red to get your Jay Render's Barbecue fix. They can bring the queue to you. Visit jrendersbarbecue.com and follow us on Facebook. Remember, if it's not smoked, it's not barbecue. Jay Render's Barbecue at jrendersbarbecue.com.
Calling 811 before a construction or home improvement project is easy. Well, now Kentucky 811 is making it even easier. And you don't even need to pick up the phone. Just go to 811now.com. 811 Now lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. From landscaping to fence installation, 811 Now ensures a safe, successful dig faster. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
Sponsored by Kentucky 811.
I was out mowing my lawn last weekend, and that's when I realized that even a small engine can have a big problem. That didn't sound good. So I went to Moses's, a one-stop shop for all your lawn equipment needs. From small engine repair to outdoor power equipment sales, Moses's does it all. And with experienced factory-trained techs, they have a reputation for fixing it right at 511 North Broadway, across from Broadway Mini Mart in Georgetown. Moses is your local outdoor power experts that promise great service after every sale.
Lace up your skates and hit the ice. The Unified Trust Company Ice Rink in Triangle Park is back for another season of downtown fun. The rink is open daily and skate rental is available. Ice skating is a fun and healthy activity for all ages, and the Unified Trust Company Ice Rink is the perfect spot for birthday parties, family bonding, and date night. What are you waiting for? Come join the fun. For more details, including hours of operation, visit downtownlex.com.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment, the premium brand that's affordably priced. This season, clean up your driveways, yards, and more with hard-working steel blowers at just $139.95. Plus, get a free Woodsman carrying case with the purchase of select steel chainsaws. Stop by Moses's in Georgetown for more details. Start easier, work smarter, and finish faster with Steel. Find Moses's at steeldealers.com. Offer valid through December 31st at Moses's, 511 North Broadway in Georgetown, while supplies last. All prices BES SRP.
Attention, Santa's helpers. Mr. Sparkle Car Wash has huge savings on our stocking stuffer specials. If you're buying gifts for that hard to buy for or that special someone, Mr. Sparkle Car Wash tickets are the gift that never gets returned. Everyone loves a sparkling ride. Log on to MrSparkle-CarWash.com. That's MrSparkle-CarWash.com to view our package options. You can make purchases online or come into either location, Southland Drive beside the Bowling Center or Richmond Road behind the Castle Jewelry Store. Hurry to Mr. Sparkle today.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You familiar with this song?
Well, yeah, of course. I've seen the movie several times.
Yeah. Like, you can't hear this song.
Reservoir Dogs. I was like, what? Well, now that's escaping me.
Because you can't hear this song without seeing a man get his ear carved off, right? I mean, that's the visualization that comes to mind.
Which is, I'm sure, how Steve Miller intended it.
Well, I also...
Was that the Steve Miller Band? Nah.
No. Nah. That was... All right, what is the guy's name who plays the DJ? Come on in here.
That would be Steven Wright.
Yes.
And that is Steeler's Wheel.
Yes, Steeler's Wheel. Ken, do you remember the line?
You say Steven Steeler's Wright? Wheel like
Steeler's Wheel.
Stewie from...
Yes, I did it intentionally.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Do you remember what Steven Wright says? Can you do that? Yeah,
this little piece of bubblegum pop from 1972 in Steeler's Wheel. Something along those lines. It's
Bob Dylan-esque.
Dylan-esque.
Yeah. Dylan-esque, bubblegum pop, Steeler's Wheel.
Cool whip. all right, so do you have a Christmas, a holiday tradition that you will be doing next weekend?
I have none. I have thought about
this. Do you watch Christmas movies or anything?
Well, Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
And that's probably a tradition of everyone in America. I mean, you have
it
to
should
watch
be if it's not
Christmas
it.
Vacation. I don't have any traditions. I mean, we had some when I was growing up, and none of them jive with my wife's traditions. Like I don't know. It's like we grew up on two different planets. So we don't, like, she's allergic to pine, so we don't go out and get a tree. Well, we used to go out and get a tree. She likes, I don't know, she's got better taste than me or higher standards or something. So she likes, the tree has to be fancy looking. I'm used to, like, the gold and silver crappy garland that you buy at Walmart.
Dan, we would...
Homemade ornaments.
We would mesh perfectly because my whole tree is homemade ornaments.
Yeah.
And John's like, something from, like, a Macy's department store, like, elegant. That's what I want. And I'm like, but this is the picture I drew when I was eight.
Your husband would love... The way my wife likes the Christmas tree, because that's what ours is it's like blue and silver, color coordinated all the way through with like ribbon around it and all these, you know. No, the Calipari Christmas tree.
That's my Christmas tree.
That's
right
mine too. That's the one I grew up with. I mean, there's like she's got a picture of Brad.
Two pictures of Brad.
Brad on there. Those are the ornaments I had. Or I've got some... You know, thing that's supposed to resemble a snowman that you made when you were like five.
Yeah.
That's falling apart and looks stupid. But it's there. It's survived all 30, 40 years or whatever,
yes,
you know?
Yeah. I've got those too.
I don't have that. But I think that's perfect. Calipari said it, you know, he said, hey, we're empty nesters. We don't, you know, what are you talking about? What are you worrying about my tree? My tree is not to show off. It's my tree. It's our family, you know?
Yeah. Do you think he thought he was going to take that much heat for his tree?
No, definitely not. I don't think he thought about it. Yeah, especially in Kentucky. I mean, rural Kentucky, it's not like you have a Macy's department store tree in every home in, you know, Stinking Creek or Bryant Holler. You know, I mean,
Monkey's Eyebrow.
Yeah. Rabbit Hatch.
That's a place. That's a place, Sean.
So anyway, I think it's perfect. It's, you know, he's human. He has a normal tree, like a normal family.
Well, I hope your boys have an awesome Christmas and that Santa takes care of them.
Yours as well.
Yeah, mine too.
Little V.
And Sam, not so little.
No, he likes, see, little V there, you can buy whatever you want. You could give her, like, a bag of pennies if you wanted to.
Yeah, because we opened some presents with our friends yesterday, and she, she was rolling to the boxes.
Yeah.
On the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's got a little bit more champagne caviar tastes these days.
I learned the hard way by spending way too much money on the kids in their first few years, you know, and... Then you realize that all that stuff you bought, they never touch, they never play with. You could have given them a box and a, you know, a mop and a bucket or something, and they would have, they'd be just fine with that. Building forts out of cardboard and, you know, putting buckets on their heads and running around. But now as they do get older, yes, it's like Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
You want Xbox? Really? Those games are like $50 a piece. The console itself is $300. And it, you know, turns your mind into mush. No. Next thing you know, you'll be drinking energy drinks and,
Next thing you know, Daddy's going to be up at 3 a.m. playing Madden on your Xbox.
Exactly. That's the real reason right there. We're not getting it. Well, Mary Jo, yes, a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Hopefully when we come back, we'll be talking about an 8-5 football season, a win over Louisville in basketball.
And a 1-0 start in the conference for the Kentucky basketball team.
Let's do it.
Thank you all for listening. It's been a wonderful year for us here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and the Dan and Mary Jo Show. And we hope to have a wonderful 2017 in YouTube.
We'll see you next year. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone.